Part 2.
Right, can we just stop here? Can we stop here? We're now in the centre of the cathedral. Look up above you, and you can see inside the wonderful dome. It's one of the largest domes in the world, and I personally think the most beautiful. Yeah. Now, you remember the outside of the dome, which you saw when you arrived. Can anyone tell me what was on top of the dome?
A cross?
Yeah, that's right, a cross. In 1710, the year the cathedral was finally completed, Christopher Wren was 81 years old, and he was lifted up in a basket and was able to watch his own son place the cross on the top of the dome. Another thing about, fascinating thing about the dome is that from the top of the dome to the floor, down where you're standing, is exactly 365 feet, 1 foot for every day of the year.
How much is that in metres?
Approximately 111 metres. In fact, St Paul's was the tallest building in London right up until the 1960s. Because until that time, no one was allowed to build anything taller near St Paul's. We're going to move on shortly, but just spend a few minutes now looking at the magnificent paintings. We are now in the area called the South Transept. Over there, you can see the monument to Britain's great naval hero, Horatio Nelson, who died at the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805. Yes, yeah, he's the one on top of the Nelson's Column in Trafalgar Square. We're now in the South Choir aisle, and we're just going to stop for a moment to look at this marble statue of John Donne. Donne was a dean of the cathedral and one of Britain's finest poets. He died in 1631. But this statue is also important because it's one of the few monuments that survived the Great Fire of London. And you can still see the burn marks at the bottom of the statue there. Now, are you all feeling energetic?
Yes.
I hope so, because we're going to go up these stairs here to the Whispering Gallery, which goes around the inside of the Great Dome, and I do need to tell you that there are 257 steps.
You're not waiting. You're not waiting.
So if there are any of you who don't think you can manage it, just wait for us here. So that wasn't too bad, was it? We're now in the Whispering Gallery. The gallery gets its name because if you whisper, talk very quietly on one side, your voice can be heard very clearly on the other side. When there are a lot of tourists, it doesn't always work. But as there aren't so many of us today, why don't you try it? So, did any of you try out the whispering? We're now going to go back along the nave and then down into the crypt to see some of the tombs of famous people who are buried in St Paul's. Right, now, the tomb over there is Lord Nelson's. You remember you saw his monument earlier? And then here we have the tomb of the Duke of Wellington, who defeated Napoleon at the Battle of Waterloo. And finally, this tomb here belongs to the great man himself, Sir Christopher Wren, the architect of St Paul's. It's just a simple stone monument, but can you see the Latin words on it? Anyone speak Latin here? No. Well, I'll translate it for you. It says, reader, if you seek his monument, look around you. Because, of course, the whole of St. Paul's is really Wren's monument.